Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
It is time for Polls Apart. This is where I find something on the internet and I go, is that true? We kind of talk about it, then we go, let's just put it to the poll. Let's put it to the test.
We see if your thoughts align with those of the general public.
Now, this study was done and it had 2,680 people involved in the study.
Okay, that's not a huge sample size.
Not the biggest one.
All right.
But still, I think you could rely on those stats.
Sure.
But we'll just test it.
We can
okay?
test it.
0429 985 985. Have your say. Today we want to know, do you have a sticker on your car? Now this could be on your windscreen, this could be on your bumper, this could be anywhere. As long as it's like not one of those ones, you know, you get a service and then they go, this car was serviced by...
Oh, so that's
blah,
me.
Blah,
yeah.
Blah.
I've got one on mine and I don't, every time I get it serviced, I pull it off.
Yep.
And then I go back and get a service again,
just
and they put
another one
on. I'm like, we playing this game again, are we?
Right.
Yep. Not going to get me. Although, saying that, still on my car right now.
Oh, they
take it off.
Have got ya.
They did get me. You win this time.
It's exactly the same.
Unnamed mechanic.
Oh, that's hilarious. No, not those ones.
Okay.
So, any other ones other than a service sticker?
Yep.
Do you have one? Yay or nay? Text through now. 0429 985 985. Again, I was shook when I found out how many people have stickers.
Okay, well, I'm putting me down for no. What are you?
I'm a no.
You're a no.
Yeah.
Okay.
So already two in the no
basket.
You can
judge a person by the stickers on the back of their car, I reckon. Tells you something about them.
It truly does. And I've got a lot of stats around this, so don't go anywhere. But right now, all we need from you is a yes or a no. Do you have a sticker on your car?
I do have another request.
Okay.
If you do, tell me what it is.
Yes.
And then I'm going to try and make a wild generalization about your life.
Yeah, you're going to judge people.
No. I'm going to make a wild generalization.
Beck judges you up next.
I said, if you text yes, tell me what you've got and I'll make a wild generalization about you.
Brackets, judge you hard.
Well, I'm finding this hard because I don't want to be mean. Yvonne said, yes, AFL go Swans to stir my boys up as they go for Eagles.
Okay.
Yvonne, good, cool. You have a great sense of humor.
Oh.
And you have fun with your children.
Yeah, and you're a great mother.
You're a great mum.
Yeah.
Jane, yes, we have a Sunshine FM sticker on our car and a Christian Fish. Jane, you're a good egg who listens to 98.5. What else have I got?
That is so... You're a good egg.
I don't understand this one from Mal. I have an Alto Box sticker on the back of my car. I don't know what that is.
An Alto Box
sticker? As well as a great big deck hole in the back window. I don't know what that is either, Mal.
Ooh,
I can't guess what car you drive.
All right. Well, I've got a few stats around them. Keep them coming, though. 0429 985 985. So, obviously, we know this already, but I'm going to run you through some of it. Number one reason people display bumper stickers on their cars, it's to make a statement about themselves, their values, and their interests. Of those who did not display a sticker, 25% of them said, I just haven't found the right one that represents me perfectly.
Okay.
Now, people who customize their cars with stickers are more prone to road rage.
What?
Which I think is hilarious, especially for all those that have a Christian Fish.
Really?
Yeah, if you add, whether it be stickers or some kind of, you know, bumper sticker or whatever, you are more prone to having road rage, which I think is just
I don't know about this.
Well, I guess, and again, this is a broad statement, but I guess if you are going to put something on the back of your window, you're passionate about that something, right?
Yeah.
So you could correlate that to go, hey, look, you're passionate about that. You're also passionate about getting cut off.
Yeah.
Again, very broad.
But here's the thing. I don't have stickers on the back of my car.
I'm prone
to a little bit of road rage. I'm just, like, I try my best. I'm working on it. I'm a broken person, okay?
I'm a broken vessel. According to the survey, most popular bumper stickers, they related to sports, fitness, and leisurely activities. In second place, it was politics. And another fun fact for you, 82% of drivers affiliated with the Green Party had a sticker of the Green Party on the back of their car.
All right, I love all these stats you're giving us.
So many, but I'm going to keep some stats to myself.
For now.
So, for now.
Okay.
Yeah, I will reveal all next.
Ashani said, yes, I've got a New Zealand All Black sticker.
Yes. What are you going to say about that?
Just
nothing?
Leave it. just going to leave it.
A Kiwi and proud of it. I like it.
Well, not necessarily.
What, she's just a fan of the team?
She might just love the All Blacks.
It's true, actually. Like, why would you not? You know, always winning.
Yeah, go sports. You could tell me anything, and I would think you're telling the truth. All right, here we go. I've tallied up the results of this poll. Now, I don't know your results, so which ones would you like first?
All right, I'll give you the real ones, and then we'll compare to the family.
Sure.
Okay? So, 60% of car owners have a sticker on their car. 60%. I thought that was quite high.
Did you? No, I see a lot.
But, like, you don't have one. I don't have one. Talana?
Don't think she has any.
Yeah,
no.
I don't think... Nah, I don't think... Yeah. Anyway, so okay. 60%. What have you got?
65%.
Really?
Yes. Which I feel like is more accurate.
Really? You think more people have stickers on their cars?
Than don't. Yeah, you drive home
today
and notice. For some reason, I notice stickers on cars. I don't know why I notice bumper stickers, but I just do.
The annoying thing is when they're too small and you've got to tailgate them to read it.
No, I never do that. Wait till the lights. Or wait till the stop sign.
I'm on the freeway, all right? There's no lights. So I've got to get up real close.
Don't do that. It's not worth it.
Another stat. No, I do. I change lanes and then speed up and look over.
Backpedaling.
Another stat for you. Females are 126% more likely to have one than males, which I don't know how that stat really works.
That doesn't work. That means that every female has got a sticker on their car.
Or maybe it's the number of stickers.
I don't know.
Yeah, either way, I was like, I don't know how that works, but I'm going to read it out anyway. That is a lie.
Liars.
Females are more likely to have stickers on their cars than males.
Okay.
So we could have ran that as a poll as well. But there you go. Those are the results.
I would say, yep. Another successful Poles Apart.
Yep, it was accurate.
It's confirmed.
Well done. I will still not put a sticker on my car.
Neither will I.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energised.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.